If you could put your sneakers back on, get your tennis bag out, brush off your tennis racket, and get back on the tour, who would be your rival? Who would you want to be your rival?
One of my ultimate tennis heroes, an icon of the golden era with that epic one-handed backhand, lethal serve, signature bandana, and unmatched grace, the one and the only Gabriella Sabatini joins me on the Tennis Pulse.
This is the Tennis Pulse. The heartbeat of tennis is here. I am here with the one and the only, my idol, an icon to tennis, a tennis legend, one and the only Gabriella Sabatini.
Thank you so much for
nice
the introduction.
To see you. Thank you.
Such a pleasure.
Nice to see you. Yes, thank you so much.
Yes.
My heartbeat is going a lot of miles per hour because I'm sitting very close to you. I would never have dreamt of this moment to be sitting next to you.
Thank you.
Let alone play against you. We played.
Exactly.
Not tennis, paddle tennis.
Paddle tennis.
Yes.
Great.
It was great.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah. You were very talented, I must say.
You play very well.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Speaking of paddle tennis, because I think it's an interesting sport that's really growing fast.
Yes.
What are your thoughts on how it is competing with tennis, but also who do you think of a tennis player today would actually play really well in paddle?
Yeah, indeed, it's growing very fast. And I think any tennis player can play paddle, can go into paddle. I mean, because the strokes are similar.
Yeah.
You just have to learn how to use the walls. But everything is very similar, and that's why I think a lot of tennis players became paddle players.
Yeah.
So it's easy, and I think it's a very accessible sport. You know, I'm from Argentina. In Argentina, it's really growing
everywhere.
So much, and it's everywhere, and it's full of people everywhere, and I love it. I mean, I think it's a social plan also.
Yeah.
And easier to play than tennis.
Yes, far better. Yeah, I can see a lot of people who have no tennis background at all picking it up really easily. And
exactly. Absolutely.
It's a nice community sport.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
100%.
It is.
And we were rocking our Nike outfits today. Are you a Nike girl now? Or are you more?
Not really.
Okay.
Whatever.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Okay. Exactly.
Yeah, but back in the day, you played with Sergio Tacchini, right?
Exactly.
Iconic brand,
like
which was 10 amazing.
Years.
Yeah,
I loved it. Yes.
What was some of your favorite looks from that time?
There were many, but I remember one that was all white with green stripes, like in the skirt and the sleeves.
Yeah.
I think this one was more for Wimbledon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember all your looks. Yeah. You had some really amazing iconic looks. So I need to go back into the wardrobe of like clothing and see, but yeah, you had some iconic looks. And of your competitors, because you played with some of the top amazing players we all know today, Steffi, Monica, Zina, who I also loved as well.
She was fantastic. Yeah.
And men and women, there was Agassi, of course, and all the others. Who of the men's or women's side of fashion would you say were like your favorites?
You mentioned Agassi. Yeah, Agassi was the one.
Yeah.
I mean, his outfits were those jeans,
shorts.
I love them.
You could rock those.
And then, there's this one moment that he came out on court at Wimbledon.
Yeah.
I don't know if before he didn't wear white. I don't know what happened, but this one time was like, wow, he's wearing all white.
Incredible.
And it was the moment.
Incredible, yeah. I want to know also if you could put your sneakers back on, get your tennis bag out, brush off your tennis racket, and get back on the tour, who would be your rival? Who would you want to be your rival?
I would say Ons Jabeur.
Yes.
Okay. I love her. I mean, as a human being, as a tennis player, obviously, I love the way she plays, and she's such a great role model.
For sport.
Yeah.
She's an incredible woman. Yeah.
Yeah, so she is, definitely.
We met her at the Berlin Open, and she was very sweet. Came up to us, said some really kind words
with everybody. I mean, I got to know her, and I speak to her sometimes, and she's really lovely.
Oh, that's incredible to hear.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's nice. I also want to know about your perfume line. If you could short and sweet tell us about your wonderful perfume line.
Many years with the perfume still going on, and I started in 1986, when the company actually is a German company, 4711, and there is a funny story. The family who owned the perfume, he was German, she was Colombian, and had two children. And they thought of Steffi, to make a perfume. And the children said to the father, no, no, you have to speak to Gabriela. Yes. You know, she's Latin, and yeah, we have to go with her. And they told me the story afterwards. It was quite funny.
That's really cool.
So that's how I started it. And yeah, I loved it because at that time I was starting to wear perfumes, you know, starting to get into that.
Yeah.
And I remember they were sending me the different scents, the packagings, and, you know, everything to pick. And in between practices and tennis matches, I would do that. And it was actually nice because it took me away from the tennis.
Yes, okay, amazing. Yeah. And I can feel it, you're smelling it. You're smelling it.
I have my perfume.
You're wearing it now, I can smell it, sorry.
Always. Since the first
You're day. Making me nervous, Gabby.
Oh, no.
No, this is a dream come true, no, sitting next to you. And the
you
more
so
and more
much.
I've spent most of the day
thank
with you
so
today,
much.
And still it's like surreal. I'm hearing you talk to me and I'm like, I can't believe I'm actually talking to you.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you
such
so much.
A pleasure.
Pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
And last
and
but not
the
least,
best with the podcast.
Thank you so much. Before we go,
ooh.
I know you were the bandana queen.
Yes, I.
And I would love for you to
different
prep my bandana.
Kinds. Okay, I show you how I used to do it. Just very simple.
Okay.
Just like this.
You it had this roll to yeah.
Exactly.
And you wore something like this, or was it a
yes.
was it a
no,
sponsored
like
one?
Okay. No, no, no. Just
okay.
like this. Just like this. It's good.
Still amazing. Look at this.
Yeah. All right.
Super. Thank you, Gabby.
Thank you.
Gracias.